down on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
Seems bizarre almost to be talking sport when the entire state is shut down, but we must remember it's only South Australia. Good morning, Eddie Howe.
Good morning, Damon. How are you going?
Mate, doing well. All the better to hear from you. Now, Eddie, for the second time this year, COVID-19 has laid waste to plenty around our state, particularly the cricket comps, because they were affected by this way back in March.
Yeah, so a lot of the local cricket competitions kind of approached this differently back in March. It was really getting close to finals time for a lot of competitions, and some of them didn't even actually get a grand final in, so they had to work out other ways to crown the winner of their competition. So it's now two cricket seasons in a row that have been affected by this. Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be really interesting to see how those local leagues handle this, how that affects the fixture, whether they just get rid of these weeks out of the fixture, whether they try and fit them in somewhere, maybe reduce a break over Christmas. It's going to be interesting to see how that actually pans out. And, of course, the teams can't actually train together at the moment either. So they're going to be there's going to be a lot of home mode cricket pitches, I reckon, with the bowlers rolling their arm over in the backyard, and the batters going the old Don Bradman with the golf ball and a cricket stump against the rainwater tank to try and keep their eye in.
Partners doing throwdowns in small backyards.
Yes, I reckon the chances of that are slim, especially with my partner. Hopefully we can push through and get a resumption to the local cricket season. Of course, the Adelaide Test looks like it might be in jeopardy after we were looking like we might be the centre of cricket.
Safe haven.
For the Australian summer. Yes, absolutely. Not any longer. Even if we do get the Test here, still at the start of the summer, probably crowd numbers are going to be zero, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Not very many above that at all. So going to be interesting to see how that plays out as well.
And the last pillar there is our Strikers BBL team, who have fled Adelaide at the moment to get the training in before their season begins. So a lot up in the air at the moment, as there is with a lot of other industries. So we wait and we see. We'll get an update on that next week. AFL, they love keeping themselves in the headlines. The trade season is done. The draft is coming up. So how do you use your time in the middle? Well, you change some rules.
Unbelievable. And I am absolutely dead set sick of this, right? Each year, they just feel the need to have a little bit of a tinker with the rules of the game. And I've had it, mate. It has not made the game any better.
Yeah.
Anything that they've done, so they're trying to fix a problem that they created. The whole thing is around, you know, congestion around the football and defensive football. I get that the coaches and the teams do play a part in that. But it only started to become a real problem once they started tinkering with these rules to try and fix it, because then all coaches then consciously look for a way around it.
Of course.
To keep playing the brand of football that they want to. So there's changes in regards to the man on the mark in terms of how much they can move side to side. At the moment, you can move side to side as much as you want. You're basically going to be stuck in the mud. The man on the mark from a kick out comes back a further few metres, and they've reduced the rotations on the bench, which the idea behind it is that players from the midfield will then rest in the forward lines, I think.
Okay.
So it'll keep the better players on the ground, you know, for more of the time. And the other theory is that the players will get tireder. So that opens up the game even more. And then in the lower levels on the eastern seaboard, they're going to run with trialling zones. When there's a stoppage, you've got to have a certain amount of people, or a kick-out, you've got to have a certain amount of people in each part of the ground. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
If they put everything back to the way it was, the last good rule change that came about was the out-of-bounds on the full rule back in the 60s, I reckon. And that was the last decent rule change that they made. Just take it back to that. Let us have our game. Don't try and influence it with your own sort of ideas as to what's going to make things better, because the evidence suggests so far, Damon, it hasn't made it any better.
Yeah, Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more there, mate. And you did mention that the guys on the mark would be stuck in the mud. I'm just checking, do you need to run under their legs to release them from that mark afterwards?
That is a great game. Maybe we'll cover that on Balls Up Friday next week. If there's no other sport to talk about, we'll go through some schoolyard games, stuck in the mud, all over Red Rover. Some of the classics.
Eddie, I know you're a proud New South Wales fan. When it comes to State of Origin, the Rugby League Game 3 of the State of Origin took place to 52,000 supporters. It couldn't have been any weirder, us watching that at home this week.
Doesn't that just rub salt into the wound? Well, I suppose nobody wants to be around a stadium full of Queenslanders, let's be honest, but it would be nice to have a stadium full of 50,000 people here. And you said a proud New South Wales Rugby League supporter. Not anymore. I am done,
Eddie.
Mate, because... Nah, I'm having a proper dummy spit about this because they played without any backbone. They were expected to win by the length of the straight, and they were just pathetic, really, from start to finish. They had a big win in game two in front of their home crowd in Sydney, but you know, apart from that, game one and game three, Queensland totally outplayed New South Wales, and New South Wales just thought it would happen. And, you know, it's super annoying. Yeah, it's annoying to lose to Queensland because of the type of people they are, right? That's what it's mainly about.
There's just not a lot of goodness at the moment. You need those things to lift you up, and that game did not do it for you. Hey, there has been talk of one particular player in the rugby league who has got a little bit of sassiness going.
Yeah, it's really funny. So Josh Aloia plays for the West Tigers. He's got a year to go on his contract, so he's supposed to be there next year. But he wants to move clubs, so he's asked for a release, which is not uncommon in rugby league. The player movement is a little bit freer than AFL. He rejected an offer from the Tigers and wants to head to Manly. He was seeking a stack more money as well.
Yeah.
So the Tigers CEO has... Yeah, exactly. But things have turned sour, and the Tigers CEO basically came out and said... He'll never wear the jersey again. So they might stand him out of the competition next year so that he can't actually go and play for Manly. And the CEO is quoted as saying, as far as we're concerned, he can mow the lawns at Leichhardt and Campbelltown and paint the sheds at Concord, which is where they play and train. And really, really funny stuff. And Josh Aloia came back on Instagram. He posted a photo of him with a lawnmower saying, I'll make sure it's a super fast track, boys. So if he was mowing the grass at their home ground, I don't think it'd be too player friendly. Really, really interesting to see how this is going to unfold and whether they actually do grant him a release or whether they do stand him out from the competition for a year.
Well, I like the fact that he's at least got on the front foot and posting some memes on his Instagram. That'll be an interesting one to watch. We'll see where the updates lie when we catch up with you again next Friday. Eddie Howe, thanks so much, mate.
Thanks, mate. Stay safe.